So it looks like President Trump will be impeached again. Millions of people are flocking to new social media platforms other than Facebook and Twitter due to censorship concerns. And our global debt's kind of out of control. I'll read you those numbers. Is it time to hit the reset button? Let's get into it.
That they have accepted the responsibility, a responsibility we did not think 1 week ago we would have. Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. That Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help us God. I sadly, and with a heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who would incite insurrection, will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
So this could go a couple ways. They could, of course, impeach him and, you know, sentence him. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll fail again, spend our money again. Last time it was like only $3 million, but that's without factoring in all the politicians' pay. This one will be a little higher profile. I think Bill Clinton's was about $80 million. The bottom line is it's a waste of money. On the flip side of that, that's not getting any news. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be filing impeachment against Joe Biden, which likely will not go anywhere either. But it seems that with everything going on, people kind of forgotten about the whole Ukraine energy China issue that was brought up before the election, which tells you another thing, that these politicians, they only use these situations when it benefits them. This is something they were trying to discredit him with. He's still the president. So at a time of crisis, one of the most tumultuous times in our recent history, they're going to add fuel to that fire and impeach Donald Trump for inciting insurrection, which is a stretch, but that only works if, of course, the narrative around election fraud being a farce continues to play out. So it'll be interesting to see over the next, I'm going to guess about 4 years, because it took them that long last time, what comes out about the election after investigations have actually been done and completed, if they are done and completed. Like I keep telling everybody, nobody knows. You can't conduct an investigation like that in 4 weeks. That's ridiculous. Anybody who's investigated anything knows that's an in-depth investigation. So all this posturing and the narrative and impeaching him and canceling him and doing all this other stuff might actually be for nothing. I am not necessarily a huge fan of Donald Trump. I want everybody to know that. What I do, though, is I do predictive analysis as an intelligence officer. And what I see is a precedent that's being set. So while you might be cheering on your guy right now, I keep saying this. All of us are going to get somebody that none of us want in the future. And these precedents that have been set are going to come into play. So these are my next topic. It looks like, so we're moving over to Telegram. I know everybody's tracking that because it's a lot more secure than Slack. And there's no secure platform out there. Just to let everybody know, there's no such thing. Signal's really, really good about secure, but their functionality is horrible. Telegram's the next best thing. But that being said, over the last few weeks, they've had 25 million new users join. And so they surpassed 500 million monthly active users. And by the way, they do go in and purge out bad actors, terrorist organizations, far right groups, that kind of stuff. So they do their due diligence, which is what we want. We want somebody who does that. We're not going to be on a platform that's facilitating ISIS. But the point of this is there are so many people going to these platforms where there's more security and they don't have to be afraid of Jack Dorsey banning them for saying something that doesn't agree with Jack Dorsey, which is really what it's coming down to. And it's like, yeah, you don't want people to be able to incite violence and things like that. I agree. But you're not going to be able to control that. You're not going to be able to control every media platform out there. For these guys to think that they can, it's egotistical. The restriction of information is extremely important to control. Google, it seems, was running quote-unquote experiments in Australia. So there's a fight going on there where the Australian government's saying, hey, Google, if you want to host news, you need to pay those news people for their proprietary information. And then Google comes back, and it turns out they're running some kind of experiment where they're suppressing news to locals in Australia. And they said it was only about 1%, and it was an experiment to see the effect and stuff. But yeah, that is the battleground in the future. It's going to be in the information sector. It's going to be in that domain. And we're really going to see, we're going to be able to see if there's a balance that can be struck here between freedom of information and freedom of speech. And then government's jobs are to control things. That's what they do. You know, they tax you, they implement rules and regulations. That's just what they do. That's their job. But how much control they have over that, and how much control the businesses have over that, and how much they're working together, is really going to determine whether or not we have free speech. And whoever's managing those companies and whoever's in leadership in the government, they're going to be the ones who say what we can do on those platforms, whether we can speak our mind or not. And they also have to be responsible for managing that balance and ensuring bad actors, terrorist organizations, extremist groups are not allowed to use it for recruitment as well. I mean, that's just, it's bad business to let that happen in the first place. But when you're starting to pick groups and say, hey, this one's really, really bad and this one's not so bad, you know, we can let this slide. And that's the kind of stuff you're seeing right now. There's a disparity between what they're censoring and not. That's when you got to kind of be worried. You know, the market's going to determine where this goes. The idea that you can stop the flow of information is silly. Somebody will figure out a way. They always do throughout history. Prisoners in prison camps figure out a way and how to cipher and can tap on the walls to communicate with each other. I'm pretty sure there's some hacker out there, some smart developer that's going to come up with a different way to communicate, and that'll be the future, and it'll keep happening as long as the market's free. That being said, global debt is expected to soar to $277 trillion by the end of the year. Most of that debt not being good debt. There's a difference. So there's good debt and there's bad debt. Good debt is debt that's being invested in something and will eventually produce some kind of profit, jobs, things like that. Bad debt is just debt. It's debt that's not going to be repaid quickly over time. It's debt that's going to cause people to go under or bankrupt. So there was a $15 trillion increase of debt this year due to the pandemic. Of course, there's been record high debt for years, but now it looks like it's the kind of debt that just won't be able to be repaid without diving into all of our savings accounts. So if you haven't had a chance, go on and look at the World Economic Forum. You need to check that out. I'm not going to tell you what to decide or what not to decide. Just go and look at the World Economic Forum and their vision for the future. The Great Reset. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't push conspiracy theories here. The Great Reset is a well-known and talked about ideology. The idea being that we can somehow wipe out the current debt, start over, and then implement a system that is more fair. And how that happens is either by the free market taking over and doing what the free market does, or just being more responsible in how they do things, or the government implementing control and directing the market to fairer results, which is a quote from them. So I would say go watch it. They have some videos on there. They're either extremely frightening or extremely hopeful, depending on what your bias is. But I'm not going to tell you what to think about the Great Reset. But I will tell you that our debt is uncontrollable. It's getting worse and worse. And eventually, you got to pay the piper. People think, oh, just wipe out the debt. Well, if you wipe out the debt, you wipe out the banks. If you wipe out the banks, you wipe out anybody who had, you know, money in those banks. And for, you know, your typical worker, they're just thinking, oh, I won't have any more debt. That's not how it works. Because if you're wiping out debt, somebody's got to pay. That's just the way of the world. There's nothing you can do about that. But it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future. I'll tell you what, $277 trillion. I can't even picture that number and imagine what it is. Anyway, stay safe today. Be careful. You never know what's going to happen. I'm not trying to scare you. Just be aware, head on a swivel, and take care.